The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hi, folks. Bob here. Don't just see Peter Pan live. Let it surround you. That's right. Peter Pan live in the 360 Theater, premiering in the Washington, D.C. area, June 24th on the biggest surround CGI theater stage in the world. Find out more at peterpan360.com and keep listening to the show. In just a few minutes, we'll tell you how you can enjoy this amazing experience for up to 50% less.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Everybody's saying I should run for president. Let me ask you a question. Meatloaf, should I run for president?
Absolutely.
On the internet, we're the tops. Wonderful, here's the hot one.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Tuesday, June 16, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Trump Loaf 16. Mark your calendars, kids. Today's the day that the clown car just went way off the rails.
Meatloaf evidently gave him permission.
Absolutely.
To run for president. Outstanding. We'll talk about that in a second. We are brought to you by BubbleGenius.com, bath and body products. You want bath and body products, your only stop is at BubbleGenius.com. That's the place. Best soap and bath and body products in the entire universe. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. Better yet, go to TheBowenLawGroup.com/Bob and Chez, where Charles Bowen is offering free legal advice to our listeners. That's exclusively for our people, you people. So go there and get free legal advice. Again, it's TheBowenLawGroup.com/Bob and Chez. And thanks to our spectacular new affiliate, LittleGreenFootballs.com and Charles Johnson. Our Patreon is at Patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That, too, $77 away from $2,000. We're almost there. Almost. It's not our ultimate goal, but, you know, it's kind of a milestone. $2,000. $2,000 a month. That's pretty good. That really goes a long way to supporting the show. So thank you for your support there. Okay, so let's get into it. Meatloaf, should we talk about Donald Trump running for president?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we should, too. I'm thinking Meatloaf should just get into the race now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I mean, I think what should happen is, I mean, not as a running mate, because clearly we're not to that stage yet.
I cannot wait for Trump's running mate. I can't wait to find out who Trump's running mate's going to be.
He was talking about Oprah. He said today, after he announced, he said that Oprah Winfrey would be his sort of dream running mate. Of course, she would never run with Trump.
No.
Trump's a crazy person, and Oprah Winfrey likes Barack Obama, and Trump has been investigating Barack Obama's birth certificate, sending his orange-haired investigators off to Hawaii, digging around.
That would be it, though. I mean, America would be, we would have become Idiocracy.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump and Oprah Winfrey become president and vice president.
I just think it's got to be.
We're already Idiocracy at the idea that Donald Trump is running for president.
Here's what I want. I want Meatloaf to get into the GOP presidential nomination field. I want him to run as his own candidate. And then if Trump gets the nomination, he asks Meatloaf, he's like, Meatloaf, do you want to be my running mate? And Meatloaf says,
absolutely.
Again, I can't underscore that enough. That actually happened 4 years ago. Donald Trump on Celebrity Apprentice asked Meatloaf if he should run for president. And Meatloaf said, of course, famously,
absolutely.
And it's only gotten worse since then, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's gotten far worse to the point now where we're actually joking about Meatloaf running.
You know, it's just, part of me doesn't really want to like, you know, I understand I appreciate the irony of my openly mocking a billionaire, because I don't have $1 billion. I will never have $1 billion. I will never have $1 million in my lifetime. Yeah. And yet all I could think of when I heard this, like, I was originally, the piece that I wrote for Banter Today on it was originally, I'm not kidding, just going to be ha 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 down the entire page.
Yeah, that would have been perfect.
because it's just this. We're it's insane.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no other way to put it. It's completely crazy.
I was up at I don't even want to say. I was up at 3 a.m. this morning. Partly because I've got some sort of weird insomnia, but other thing is I do the Stephanie Miller show every Tuesday morning. So I was up and I was watching the Donald Trump announcement live. We might as well bring up our clown car music because this guy's the head of the clown car. Haven't decided on a Donald Trump theme song yet.
We need one.
His wrestling entrance theme. And this speech was about 3 hours of pure crazy. I mean, he was just ranting and going off. I mean, his
he went really hardcore off book for that.
That, needless to say, that's kind of an understatement. Mm-hmm. Let's hear. Let's listen to a little bit of Donald Trump's announcement for president. This is the meat and potatoes of it. This is about what turned out to be about a third of the way through.
We need somebody that literally will take this country and make it great again. We can do that. And I will tell you, I love my life. I have a wonderful family. They're saying, Dad, you're going to do something that's going to be so tough. You know, all of my life I've heard that a truly successful person, a really, really successful person.
By the way, when I was listening to this, I was on the edge of my seat. I was like, tweeting. I was like, oh my God, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And there was part of me that was going, you know what? He's going to build this up, and he's going to build it up, and he's going to build it up. And his announcement would be, I'm ready for another season of Celebrity Apprentice. New season. I swore that was, I mean, yep. I thought that he was going to do that. But then he got closer and closer, and it became quite clear that it was going to be the big time.
And even modestly successful cannot run for public office. Just can't happen. And yet that's the kind of mindset that you need to make this country great again. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for President of the United States.
Oh, my God.
And we are going to make our country great again.
And you know what? You know what? As of today, or I mean at least as of yesterday, Ben Carson was in the lead.
Yeah,
in the polls.
Ben Carson.
If Ben Carson is in the lead, by this time tomorrow morning, Donald Trump will be on top of the universe.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of thinking that it was going to be like 2012. Remember in 2012, it was actually 2011 before the primary started, but each guy got his 1 week as the front runner.
Yep.
It was like they were doing a round
really
robin.
Well.
Yeah. And so I thought, well, maybe this week is Ben Carson. Then I was going back through the polls, and Ben Carson has really flirted with the front runner spot since like December.
That's insane. Just imagine that for a moment. Ben Carson.
I'm on fire, ladies and gentlemen. Can you feel the Carson-mentum? Can you feel the Benamania?
Benamania. I like that.
All right. It's pulse pounding.
I fell asleep there for a second. All right, let's continue with Donald Trump's announcement. I wonder how Neil Young is feeling today. Listen to this.
Oh, God, no. Wow.
It started and then... And then it just goes away.
It can happen.
You know what it is? He got his like 6 seconds of fair use.
That's right.
Remember, well, not to play any more than like 8 seconds of this. Otherwise, we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, after that, Neil Young's going to sue us. And Neil Young's probably going to sue them. I'm waiting for that cease and desist order to come down in the news.
Not yet.
Neil Young sends cease and desist letter to Donald Trump to tell him to stop playing his music.
I can't even remember how long fair use is, but yeah, it's got to be something like, okay, remember, no more than 8 seconds.
This was kind of a miscue. I guess he thought that whoever was running the music thought Donald Trump was done. Donald Trump went on for what seemed like another 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just kept talking. I did actually see a lot of that.
I mean, at one point, he was talking about China, did a big chunk of his speech on China. And at some point, he was talking about, and I may have been just so exhausted and half asleep, and I was, you know, jumping onto the Stephanie Miller show and then jumping off. And I was thinking, what the hell is he talking about? Because he started talking about China evidently constructing an artificial ocean. Have you heard of this?
I don't know.
China constructed an artificial ocean.
I know we said something incredible about their businessmen and about their leaders.
They're so industrious and they're really good at math. Donald. He was saying that, so they built an artificial ocean, I guess, in a year. And he was saying that that was so great. China can build an artificial ocean in 1 year. What can the United States do? We can't do that. We can't build an ocean in 1 year. Like, what the hell are you talking? What? building an ocean? What is this? I don't understand what the hell he's built. They built an... at that point, I thought he was having some sort of stroke. I was a little concerned.
You know, when I saw this thing come across the wire and I started watching, my first thought was, has the Daily Show ever done a breaking news cut-in? Like a, you know, like a breaking yeah. event? Because they should have. This should have been their first.
Well, remember, didn't Jon Stewart say that if Donald Trump ran, that he wasn't going to retire?
No, he said that he might not be able to retire. Which you know what? I swear, man. God bless you, Trevor Noah. But no, we need Jon Stewart right now.
Yeah.
We need him for the next year and a half.
Well, the good news is Colbert is back on the 8th of September.
Right.
So that'll be good news.
Yeah, that is good news.
Because Colbert is oftentimes much more salient and funnier than Jon Stewart, but Jon Stewart is the Walter Cronkite of our time.
Right, and Stewart has made it a point to beat the crap out of Trump whenever he can.
Trump is going to be hysterical. We're going to have all kinds of fun. And mainly, I mean, I can play this bit all the time from now on.
I'm presidential candidate and eye doctor, Senator Rand Paul.
And I'm the host of Celebrity Apprentice and possible presidential candidate, Donald Trump.
You know, we're not just passengers aboard the GOP's 2016 clown car.
We also want to fix your hair with the Trump and Rand hair replacement system.
Order today and get the world's finest hair pieces.
Our hair replacement systems come in a variety of styles to choose from. The Trump collection includes the fiery forehead merkin, the double bleached anus, and the 7-layer comb over. It goes forwards, it goes backwards, left to right to left. That's razzle dazzle, baby.
And if that's not your bag, how about these styles from the Rand Paul collection? The eraser head, the Harpo Marx, the cockeyed roadkill, or John Galt's pubes, because you have the liberty to wear pubic hair on your head.
What about these popular Trump styles? The high and swirly, the swooping helmet, the golden spaghetti, the banana boat, and the upside down jellyfish. Don't get stung by high prices.
For a limited time only, you can also get the following Rand Paul styles for as much as 10% off. The libertarian squiggle patch, the loopy bedhead, the dude fro, the inescapable curls of humanity, and the hairnet full of monkeys. In fact, I'm wearing the hairnet full of monkeys right now.
Everyone's saying our prices are insane. Meatloaf, do you think our prices are insane?
Absolutely.
You know what else is insane? These fantastic Trump styles. The rotted Barney Rubble, the slip and slide, the sopping wet cat, and the backwards Conan. It's Conan O'Brien's exact hairstyle, but worn backwards and inside out for that signature Trump look.
And don't forget the signature Rand Paul look. The misshapen Garfunkel, the awkward show poodle, the 70s porno perm, the corkscrew junkyard, the flip-flop mop top, the tangled extension cords, and try your hand at the mystery grab bag. Reach into my sack and the first hairpiece you grab is free. But look out, I dropped a family of possum in there too, and you won't immediately be able to tell the difference.
Only with the Trump and Rand hair replacement system,
where you'll get nothing but the best, worst hairpieces in all of America.
The Trump and Rand hair replacement system. Order now by calling 1-800-BAD-PIECE and leave off the last E for EW, that's a crappy toupee. Order now.
Hey, here's a fun fact about that sketch. I had a few drinks when I wrote that sketch.
That's always where the best inspiration is.
Now, for the next 6 to 8 months, Donald Trump is going to be on the stump outdoors where there's potential for gusty wind.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Because, you know, I mean, we got like tornado season coming up, hurricane season coming up. What if there's a hurricane and all of the candidates go and they do the photo op where they survey the damage and there's gusty winds and all kinds of stuff blowing around? Oh my God, the press pool photos that we are going to get of whatever
it is, it's going to be a thing of beauty. The thing is, though, he's not. I mean, obviously, I almost feel bad talking about it in terms of his chances.
Yeah.
Like I, when I wrote about it for Banter today, I'm like, you know, there's going to be a lot of pieces that are written about, you know, these are the things that he said, these are the things that he believes, and they're all going to be very true. They're all going to be sort of proof of why he's a moron. But he's self-evidently a moron.
That's right. That's right.
He's just self-evidently a joke as a candidate.
Yeah, and that's a really good point.
It's because almost like it's not worth it to play the game of trying to take him seriously.
Right. I mean, the thing here is that it's creating this unseriousness within the process.
The
upside is that, and we've talked about this before, is that every time one of these guys steps onto the stage, makes Hillary Clinton and, for that matter, Bernie Sanders look effing phenomenal, like grown-ups.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, they're doing half the work for the Democratic candidates.
Yeah.
All they need to do is not screw up. I mean, can you imagine being in that position?
These people align themselves with hucksters and freaks.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it just makes the Democrats look fantastic. I mean, was it Jonathan Chait? Yeah, Jonathan Chait wrote that amazing piece where he said that the reason that you have to vote for Hillary Clinton is that she is the only party not run by or indulging lunatics.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, the other thing is, too, with Donald Trump in the race, I rewind back to Arnold Schwarzenegger running for governor and the way that effing cattle call went leading up to Schwarzenegger getting the nomination and then running and then winning. And I was like, well, you know what? That was kind of an outlier. And it's, you know, it's California. But at the same time, now that Donald Trump is running for president, that really kind of seals the deal. Like, we're headed down this really, really wacky road with, at least on the Republican side. And that's really disconcerting. I mean, we're going to have an F load of fun with Donald Trump running for president, not to mention the other guys.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, there's going to be a little voice in the back of my head going, this is tragic. This is bad for America.
Exactly. Again, exactly the tone that I expressed in what I wrote today, which is that you can laugh, and it's so worth laughing at, and it's such great fucking comedy.
Yep.
It's going to be so brilliant. You know, like, seriously, comedy writers couldn't couldn't wish for this. And yet when you cut to the core of it, it sucks. It's so embarrassing.
I know.
It's so shameful.
Embarrassing as hell. And imagine on the world stage, you know, other nations are looking to this, you know, us, this superpower. And we've got a bunch of clowns and running for the Republican nomination.
God bless those mental kids.
God bless those mental kids and all that. Hey, we got some other clown car news. Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham was shooting clay pigeons on NBC.
Boy, I'll bet he was.
Maybe some of Trump's worst tweets ever. Plus, crazy assemblywoman in California. A couple of crazy assemblywoman stories out of California. One said the drought is being caused by, well, we'll get to that in a second. Another assemblywoman has the most ridiculous excuse for voter ID in the history of excuses for voter ID. We'll get to that after a break, back right after this. Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Go to bubblegenius.com and pick up their Ya Dirty Mug Celebrity Mugshot Picture Soap. Choose from a dozen different celebrity mugshots, including Jane Fonda, Sinatra, Hugh Grant, Bill Gates, David Bowie, or Mick Jagger. The image is printed on a special paper that dissolves along with the soap. It's embedded in the center, so it'll pretty much last the life of the soap. And it comes in fresh coffee scent. Only $7 at bubblegenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at bubblegenius.com.
Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Now, see, if I wanted to do the Trump thing, I would just fade it out immediately, right now. These guys, man, they can't do a damn thing without it looking like the Three Stooges fixed the plumbing.
God, Neil Young, who this entire song is the antithesis of everything Donald Trump stands for.
Yeah. There was an hilarious Vine going around today. I think Carl Frisch shared this Vine on Facebook.
Was it him riding the escalator?
Riding the escalator, yeah, with the song. And it was just like...
It's
like
a beautiful thing.
And I don't know why it made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, it's
but
great.
Just seeing him go just past the camera, unmoving on an escalator with that song playing in the background.
Watching Lawrence O'Donnell is going to be funny tonight.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because much to his credit, I remember back in 2011 when Lawrence O'Donnell was sort of calling out, as part of NBC News, he was calling out NBC Entertainment because they were well aware of whether or not Trump was going to be able to run because they knew whether he was going to be renewed for another season of Celebrity Apprentice. And watching that, I'm like, this is awesome. And I mean, he was sure that Trump wasn't going to run then. I have no idea what his thoughts are now. I haven't watched him in a while, and I can't wait to see him tonight.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing that scares me, just grounding this a little bit, the thing that scares me about Trump is he says crazy crap. We've seen this in a few other occasions. Like Mike Huckabee's like this, too. He says crazy crap, but he can totally sell it. Because, I mean, Donald Trump's been doing television. He's been his own pitch man for many, many years. He's really good at self-marketing.
Yeah.
And so that's what's scary. And you've got an entire Republican electorate driven by the Tea Party that's willing to buy every cent of it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that's
absolutely
that's terrifying.
Yeah, no, it's totally true.
So
he's ready for prime time in the sense that he's a great he's a great carnival barker and a great showman.
Oh yeah.
I mean what he says is nonstop, but
oh, my God. So, elsewhere in the GOP clown car, you know, you'd think at some point they'd be advised not to say things like this. Like, don't take the names of Democratic politicians, especially after recently a Democratic politician was shot in the head. Do not take the names of Democratic politicians, then put them in the context of guns and bullets and targets. Good gravy. So Miss Lindsay, where's our Miss Lindsay music? So Lindsey Graham,
I do declare.
Strand.
You have to see my face while I'm doing this. It's very sort of like eyes at half mast, kind of come hither.
We got to do a periscope one of these days.
Oh yeah,
just on you, the Lindsey Graham impression.
Strength.
Lindsey Graham's got lots of strength.
He does.
Full of twenties.
It was Pride Weekend this weekend out in West Hollywood.
So I decided to go shoot some clay pigeons.
My favorite moment of it was when the float went by for Magic Mike XXL. That Channing Tatum and Matt Bomer. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So he was on NBC, and he was, trying to project his manhood, his masculinity.
Good luck with that.
He was out there with his shotgun shooting some clay pigeons.
I bet he was.
So you want to stay away from me when I've got my shotgun. About 6 o'clock every night, get my shotgun, pull it out. Because I have lots of...
Strength.
Here's Lindsey Graham in one of the most beautiful clips of audio. And then, obviously, in the midst of it, saying something really effing stupid.
If you knew anything about me, you wouldn't be anywhere near me at 6 o'clock with a gun.
Don't come near me. 6 o'clock, I got a mint julep and my firearm right here. You want to look at it? You want to hold it? It's black and metallic.
That's right.
It's solid.
It's black and hard, just the way I like it.
So I'm going to get you motivated to want to kill the clay pigeon and everybody who likes clay pigeons.
You know what? We're going to start doing the Lindsey Graham double entendre of the week. And that's going to be the first one. You going to kill the clay pigeon? Everything is going to be like a masturbatory or sex euphemism.
Yes.
Come on over
it's
here.
It's all everything he says is homoerotic.
Step over here to the firing range and kill my clay pigeon. But there's an even better one. There's, I think, the official Lindsey Graham double entendre of the week is coming up here in a second.
Can't lie.
All right, do a Bernie Sanders.
All right.
Paul. Yay! Sorry about that, Bernie.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Bernie. Sorry about that, Bernie. He says, yeah, what they did is they named one of the clay pigeons Bernie Sanders and then blew it away. That's and then went, sorry about that, Bernie.
You know what, though? It's not going to matter in Lindsey Graham's case. Because, no, you know, it's not like the Tea Party lunatics take him seriously.
No, no, it's not. It's not really. I mean, he's got, I mean, what? He's polling at zero right now? He's like at the bottom.
He's polling.
He's polling.
He sure is.
I'm polling. I'm polling at higher than zero. I'm polling at maybe six or seven.
He's gay.
Well,
he's
yeah.
He's gay.
Yeah.
We need to. He needs to come out of the closet, and we need to admit that as a nation.
Right.
Lindsey Graham is gay.
Yeah. Because then what he would have to do is explain why he's championing all these awful anti-gay laws and legislation. Why that's part of his presidential platform. Let's continue here, because we got a great double entendre from Lindsey Graham coming up here, and I've ISO'd it. Thank you very much.
I like shooting skeet. It's fun. I'm not that good. So have you shot before?
I like shooting skeet.
Great. I like shooting skeet. Like yes, shooting. You do. Of course you do.
I like to blow the skeet away.
Casey? Have I shot before? Off and on.
Okay, so now he's got the NBC reporter holding his shotgun.
How should I approach this?
Okay. The pigeon has to run into the shot.
Okay.
You know, don't aim at the pigeon. If you shoot behind the pigeon, you'll miss it. Okay. If you shoot over him, you'll miss it. Be on the same line.
I know exactly where to shoot.
Line is the pigeon.
Just aim.
Ahead of it.
Just aim right there at the lower back.
Oh, my God.
Into it and kill himself.
Okay.
Then you got to hate the pigeon. Do you hate these
hate
pigeons?
The pigeons?
These
hate
things,
no.
They will turn on you. An old shotgun for an old guy. There we go. Yeah.
Is the safety off of this thing?
Just push it up. It's off. It's live, ready to fire. Just look down the barrel. Hold it tight, because it'll kick you in the face.
That's good. Dude, the shooting skeet thing is just f***ing beautiful.
Okay.
Skeet, 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 skeet. I like shooting skeet.
Hold it tight, because it'll kick you in the face.
Kick you right in the face. All right, well, that's basically the Lindsey Graham clip. I just want to get to the hold it tight because it'll kick you in the face. Kick you right in the face, right square in the puss. All right, we're going to take a break. Back with more show right after this.
Imagine being surrounded by the spectacular scenery of Neverland while Peter Pan actually flies over your head. Peter Pan live in the 360 Theater, starting Wednesday, June 24th, on stage at the 360 Theater in Tysons Corner, Virginia. And because you listen to this podcast, you can enjoy this amazing experience for up to 50% off the regular ticket price. Just go now to peterpan360.com and enter the code PETER to save up to 50% on up to 6 tickets, any performance. The Boston Globe called Peter Pan live in the 360 Theater truly jaw-dropping for all ages. The 360 Theater is the largest surround CGI stage in the world, and there are no bad seats. Every audience member is within 13 rows of the stage with no obstructions, and you'll be surrounded in climate-controlled comfort while you're surrounded by the fantasy of Peter Pan live. There's even a picnic area outside so you can make a day of it. The DC shows start Wednesday, June 24th, and it's your only chance to see it in the DC area. Get your tickets now and get them for less. Go to peterpan360.com, enter the code PETER. Then prepare yourself and your family to be surrounded by the magic of Peter Pan live in the 360 Theater.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Peter.
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
So I go to peterpan360.com, use the promo code PETER, and get 50% off your tickets to Peter Pan Live. Okay, so moving along here. There are a couple of stories that just flipped me out this week coming out of the California State Assembly. First of all, okay, we got this crazy California.
First of all, before you even go any further,
yeah,
it's important to point out that not everyone is San Francisco and L.A.
Well, that's true. This is out of Bakersfield.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all by that.
So out of Bakersfield, this You know, it just it brought to mind that great, you know, Will McAvoy line from The Newsroom. I believe that hurricanes are caused by high barometric pressure and not gay marriage. Well, of course, that was Aaron Sorkin wrote that because people actually said that crap. And this state assemblywoman, what her name is Shannon Grove, Republican, of course, out of Bakersfield. And she said that the reason why the Texas drought back in 2013 was broken and it started to rain was because Governor Rick Perry signed into law a fetal pain bill, the 20-week abortion ban bill, the one that Wendy Davis was filibustering. That ended up passing anyway, and then Rick Perry signed into law. Evidently, that night that Rick Perry signed the law, it started to rain. So this has led Shannon Grove to believe that God was rewarding Texas for passing this abortion ban. Just to use a Dan Bedani word, the draconian abortion ban. And so now she said,
I can't make this funny.
It's just, there's no way to make
I
it funny.
Like, I can't. I want to badly. I'm not kidding. I want to have a really awesome comeback for this. I want to be able to say something that's just biting and hilarious and will make people laugh.
I'm going to try to make it funny here in a second.
And I got nothing. I don't know. How do you respond to people this stupid?
Well, I mean, there's no way to do it. Because, I mean, I went down this road on the Daily Banter where I started parsing it. Like, what? And I'm just kind of trying to find some sort of consistency in there, because she also said that liberal Democrats are to blame for the drought in California. And so that led me to think.
No. I know. That's been going on here for a long time. If you drive up between L.A. and San Fran, you there are signs all along the 5 freeway that talk about how, you know, the people who are to blame for the drought are, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah,
Barbara, I mean, Boxer, Obama, whoever.
So, I mean, the point being, though, is if you were to pass this ridiculous fetal pain law, it wouldn't matter because the liberal Democrats would still be there to continue the drought. You see what I mean? See the logic there? There is no logic because it's all effing ridiculous. And the other thing I was thinking when I was reading this story is I was going, you know what? Shannon Grove's God is an asshole.
Of course.
I mean, all of these people, the pastors that said that that gay marriage caused Hurricane Sandy, all these people, their God is an asshole.
Yeah, their God is an absolute asshole.
I don't want to know this God.
Their God is a despicable, petty, vengeful monster.
That's right. That's right. And coincidentally, he's got his own reality show coming up on Fox this fall.
Coming this fall to the Fox Network. It's everyone's favorite deity starring in his very first television reality series. Get ready for God is an Asshole. Join cranky, wrathful God as he interacts with a house full of misfit roommates.
Everyone, God is here. Welcome to the house, big guy. My name is Titian.
What the f*** is your issue, Percy?
My issue?
Why are you talking like that, Linda?
My name isn't Linda. You've never met a gay man before, God?
You're gay? Oh, that explains it. Hang on. Thanks to your gayness, I just now created a tsunami that wiped out Bangladesh. Hope you're happy, f***ing and a half. Ha, ha, ha.
God, you're such a f***ing asshole.
Oh, hey, Gary. By the by, I just ate a whole load of pork barbecue, then left a huge beer turd in your shower. Ha, ha, ha.
What the hell?
Hey, did I hear correctly that Sheila had an abortion?
Yeah.
Really? You're sure?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Stand by. When Sheila's finished with her spirit quest activity, let her know that I just created a massive earthquake in California. 9,000 people are dead because of her. Ha, ha, ha.
God damn, you're a f***ing asshole.
Hey there, obligatory redneck character. I don't remember your name and I don't care. What the shit are we doing here in the backyard? Anyone? Chop, chop. I don't have all day.
We're here to meet with Bernie Sanders, who's making a guest appearance at the house.
You mean the liberal Democrat Bernie Sanders?
Hello, God. My name is Bernie Sanders, and I'm running for president in the Democratic Party.
No. I know who you are. Nice hair, Doc Brown. Say, I understand you're in favor of green energy, a living wage, and a robust middle class.
I am, yes, and if I am elected, I will...
Take that, libtard. And one more thing. Continued drought for California because of liberal Democrat Bernie Sanders. Ha ha ha. Face. Hey, who wants a piece of me? Anyone smelling what God is cooking?
Next
time on God is an Asshole.
Being on the toilet seat, being on the toilet seat. Hi-ho, the Dario. I am God and I am peeing on the toilet seat.
Be there.
That was pretty fucking brilliant. I am in awe of you. You managed to make it funny. I swear to God, I can't do it. God bless you. Or not.
I was writing that one up, and I'm going, oh, Chez is going to love this one.
You're going to be struck by lightning tonight.
Yeah, God's an asshole. God's a real asshole. Pees on the toilet seat, among other things. All right, so moving on. Before we take a break, there's this other story out of California. And this one, there's just no way to make this funny at all. This is out of Liberals Unite. Kimberly Johnson reporting, voting should be more difficult. Voting should be more difficult, according to GOP lawmaker. State Rep. Kristen Olson, Republican, of course, once she said that she...
From what third world middle California hole is she from?
I don't see it here, but she said on the Broskin Moosen radio program, I can only imagine the wacky hijinks on the Broskin Moosen radio program. She said that voting should be more difficult because it'll make people want it more. Like distance makes the heart grow fonder. I guess that's the logic, the ridiculous logic here.
If you have to climb through a bunch of barbed wire, it makes you want it.
That's right. There should be like an obstacle course between you and the polling place.
Sure, it should be like American Ninja.
American Ninja, exactly. Like a jungle gym across there and leap from platform
to platform.
It's
American Ninja over a pool full of sharks.
With parkour involved.
Yeah.
It's just like anything in life, she said on the radio show. It's just like anything in life. If there's something you can't have, you want it even more. Maybe we do need to make it harder, and that in and of itself would increase participation. The verbal gymnastics they are performing right now, trying to justify voter ID laws and shortening early voting or eliminating it altogether, is just so obvious. I mean, why? In what universe does making voting more difficult actually increase participation? This is just ridiculous, 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 crazy logic. And of course, people are going, it's a pretty good idea. Yeah, that makes sense. Make it more difficult.
Everybody should be able to have a gun. No one should be able to vote. It should be easy to get a gun and hard to vote. Again, idiocracy.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
we have genuinely reached idiocracy.
We're so there. We've got a new bit of Alex Jones audio here. That's coming up in a second. Quick break, back right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Effing Rolling.
You are a happy man.
Oh my God, Rolling Stone finally covering Rush and putting him on the front cover. It's vindication for all of us nerds. What can I say? It's a glorious week. They're only on their last tour. I mean, it took Rolling Stone 40 years. I think their last large-scale tour. I mean, they've talked about another album. They've talked about doing, like, sort of one-off kind of shows. But I just think, I mean, like, Neil Peart is 62. I mean, and he wants, they're really serious perfectionists, and they don't want to continue touring if they can't play with the same energy as they always have.
Makes sense.
And so, you know, they've got the bursitis, and they've got the old man stuff.
That's why I'm going to kill myself at 62. Because I'm not going, seriously. Every morning I wake up and I'm just, oh God, I hurt. And you know what? If I get to a point where I hurt and I can't do what I used to do anymore, I'm going to put a bullet in my head.
Yeah. Well, if we're still doing the show when you're 62, then maybe that's appropriate. But
no, you know what I'll do? Actually, I want to have one of those Stephen Hawking voices. So that, like, whenever you talk to me, all you hear is, hello, Bob. Anybody good to hear you?
So you don't want to...
I'll be completely, like, just debilitated, fucked up, laying in my bed and...
So it'll be... It'll be Chez in the persistent vegetative state.
Yes. That was a funny bit.
But just as energetic as ever, I'm sure.
Exactly. See, there's no difference. That's the beauty part about it.
All right, so moving on here in the festivities today on our Tuesday show. What do we do here? Okay, you know, I want to say a brief word about Rachel Dolezal. I don't have a whole lot to say about Rachel Dolezal. She's the woman who basically disguised herself as a black woman all this time. And she's really not. She's white. I don't know what to say about this, other than to say, well, she clearly shouldn't have done it. She's clearly passed herself
off.
She's
nuts. Yeah. She's nuts. She's completely nuts.
She was an imposter.
I have nothing to say about her.
Yeah.
I have, it's a funny thing, because I was originally going to write about it today, and then the Trump thing happened, and that just blew that out of the water.
Yeah.
But I'm almost kind of glad it did, because to be honest, another think piece or another hot take on Rachel Dolezal, I would have nothing to add, but the only thing I would talk about is I have nothing to say about her. I can't tell you whether it was right or wrong. I'm inclined to say that it was very wrong. But I would love to comment on the media's reaction to her, especially the sort of liberal edge of the media. And yeah, you know what? I don't think that quote-unquote transracial is the same thing as transgender by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But I think it's interesting that people didn't immediately respond. Like if you're in the media and you say anything at all against Caitlyn Jenner, if you made any kind of comment about how, well, look, this may be a scam, it may be BS, she may just have her head not screwed on straight, you would have been ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
That's just all there is. That's all there is to it. I don't think I'm offering some kind of controversial opinion here. It's absolute fact. And yet Dolezal is being criticized for this assuming this identity and using, quite frankly, a lot of the same language that transgender people use. And I'm not saying it's not bullshit. I'm just saying it's sort of a little bit surprising that very few people on the left are willing to say, well, you know, maybe we have to kind of listen to this a little bit, when we are 100% hardcore. If you say something, if you dare to sort of challenge the orthodoxy about someone who is transgender, then you're going to get, you know, you're going to get hammered by us.
Well, here's the difference. Usually people who are transgender, and this is, I would offer up most of the time, people who are transgender identify as being transgender. They don't try to hide the fact that they were once, either a man or a woman.
Not actually comparing the two in the terms of what they really are.
Yeah.
But only the response. Only the response.
But again, I think what she was doing was kind of perpetrating a fraud, and now she's coming up with an excuse after the fact because she's been caught. It's not like she decided to come out and say, you know what, I'm outing myself as a white woman who identifies as a black woman.
I agree, but here's the thing. Yeah. If there were issues with Caitlyn Jenner's coming out, if there were any issue at all, if there were, well, you know what? She originally kind of said this thing. You know, earlier it looked like it might kind of be a bit of a put on. No one would be allowed to say that. No one would be allowed to bring it up.
Well, I don't know.
That's the point I'm making.
I don't know if it's the same, because again, she wasn't forthright about it, and being an African American is kind of important if you want to be one of the bigwigs at the NAACP.
I agree.
And she was obviously not going around saying, hey, you know what, everybody? I mean, I got to tell you my story. You know, I was a white woman, and now I identify as a black woman. Well, she, again, this is like the difference between self-identification and fraud. This is in the realm of being fraud as opposed to...
I think it is fraud, yeah. Honestly. Yeah. I'm not, you know...
Yeah, but I mean... There, I can see where some people are seeing an overlap between this and transgender people, though I don't. I think there's a very important distinction to make, and it's that fraud distinction.
I agree completely. But you know, it's funny because I think that it's. I don't know how to feel about the people who are saying, well, in some ways, I respect them because they are sticking to that belief that. That whatever you are, it's a societal or it's a construct inside your brain as opposed to how you were born. You know, I think Melissa Harris Perry, I believe, and if I get this wrong, I apologize. Melissa Harris Perry has kind of said, well, look, maybe she does identify as black. And I actually think that's a little bit ballsy in the sense that it follows the through line that we've had from transgenderism.
But I think
which is that you can't really question it.
The difference, though, is that this is more along the lines of someone saying they're transgender or comporting themselves as being transgender. Let's reverse this. They're comporting themselves as being transgender, and they're the head of an LGBT activist group, a very prominent one. And then they suddenly are caught, and people say, well, no, she's not transgendered at all. She's an actual – I mean, she was born a woman. She's been perpetrating this fraud to be part of this group, to head up this group. And that's where it's really wrong. And I think that's what
– But I think I agree with you. I agree with you. But I think that the response to that, although who knows, because liberal self-cannibalization is such a huge thing now. But the response to that – might be very well, look, you can never question when someone says they're transgender. When someone says they're transgender, period. You don't get to question. They're whatever they believe they are, that's what they are.
Yeah, but they're not comporting themselves to be something they're not.
But I'm saying it doesn't matter. I have a feeling that there would be a lot of people who would say, look, you know what? You don't get to question it.
Okay.
You just don't. I mean, and I'm, you know, I might be wrong about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, clearly there's a lot we have to learn as a society. Maybe this becomes a thing. Maybe this becomes an actual thing where there's transracial people and it becomes accepted. I don't know. But I do know that if you're going to do that, you kind of need to be upfront about it if you're going to involve yourself in groups that are organized around race.
I will say this, the people who made the comment that there's no black person on earth who's going to be able to say that he or she identifies as white, not going to happen. it's just not going to be allowed.
Well,
so,
no, certainly not. Certainly not in most of the red states.
Right, exactly, in most of the red states.
Most of the red states. So, but I can see there'd be a motivation to do that. I don't know why. I don't know why you would want to comport yourselves as white if you're not.
No, I don't know. Chris Rock. Rock said, you know. What did he goes? He says most of you wouldn't trade places with me, and I'm rich.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Okay, well, so we've got some.
What did he go? He said even if I were poor, if I were white, I'd still be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to keep trying this white thing out for a little while.
Or Louis C.K.'s bit where he talks about you can go back to any time, like in a time machine, to any time as a white man, and you're just going to be greeted. Oh, hi, sir. We have a table for you right over here.
Yeah.
You go back any time earlier than 1968 as a black man, black woman, white woman, you're just screwed. Mm-hmm. You're just screwed, and it is so, so sad. Okay, so moving along here to, Alex Jones.
Oh, thank God.
Curtis Tyree, our mutual Facebook friend, passed along this new audio of Alex Jones. It's from Right Wing Watch, which, by the way, I still have trouble pronouncing. I can't say Right Wing Watch. Oh, there you go. I can do it. And Alex Jones reacting to Hillary Clinton's speech and just losing his mind. I mean, he didn't go full
scum.
but he just kind of collapsed and fell apart into just simply mocking her, like trying to do her voice. Now, Alex Jones has the worst voice in the world.
Scum!
The only person with a worse voice on the radio, especially, than Alex Jones is Mark Levin.
Mark Levin sounds like me.
Mark Levin just sounds like he's got like raging adenoids in his sinus passages or wherever adenoids grow. And then Alex Jones has got this voice.
Scum!
Where it just sounds like his throat is just loaded with glass and polyps. So Alex Jones has the nerve to make fun of Hillary Clinton's voice. This is some pretty good Alex Jones audio right here.
You ever heard cult leaders talk? All over the world, they have this saying. You know why you're here? Come into the cult. Release yourself.
I mean, once again, I tell you, this show, if you're one of these conspiracy theory people, and you listen to Alex Jones for 3 hours a day, you are killing yourself. You are aging yourself. This has got to be the most harrowing radio program in existence today.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's everything. It's what he's saying and the way he's saying it and the voice with which he's saying it.
That's right.
And putting yourself through that, just, I can't imagine that.
Everything is the end of the world. Literally, like, everything that comes along is the end of the world. And you go around, and your entertainment, 3 hours of your entertainment a day, is based on hearing a guy. It sounds like he's gargling rocks. Screaming about how, you know, the world is coming to an end and Hillary Clinton's going to be part of it. Along with the Bilderbergs, Raytheon, IBM.
Yeah.
Illuminati. Chemtrails. Hillary Clinton, gay juice boxes, shape-shifting lizard people from outer space. Scum, scum,
scum!
That's going to drive you mad. And you know what? Most of his listeners are.
This is Jim Jones stuff.
He's saying Hillary Clinton's basically a cult leader. That's what he's saying.
Fine.
I can't even look at her. God, she's got to be proud with it.
Now he's sorry.
Or I got to look at Jeb Bush. I may have to leave. I just can't handle it anymore.
Oh, he's going to leave. Alex Jones is going to leave the United States. Please, go. I'll buy the plane ticket. I'll send you anywhere, Mr. Jones. Seriously. We'll put together a GoFundMe. I
mean, amazingly, they never go through with that.
No, they don't. They don't. I mean, Ted Nugent, Rush Limbaugh, they were all supposed to leave. They were all supposed to get out of here. But they're still around. Isn't that funny? But seriously, I'll do a GoFundMe. We'll raise the airfare. We'll even find him a temporary location where he can live, like some housing. Maybe like Habitat for Humanity will go in and make him a little hut or something. Send him to Sudan. We'll send him to one of his libertarian utopias in right. Africa. That's a good idea.
Welcome to Somalia.
More Alex Jones right here.
Oh, please. Okay, I can't look at it. Just go ahead and play her. I'm not going to look at her, though. Go ahead and play her. Let's go back to her in this weird mind control, like if aliens landed. We have come here to assimilate you. We come in peace.
Oh, my God. You know what? Sometimes politicians are just politicians. And they just want to run for office. Or in the case of the Republicans, they just want a Fox News contract. But with Alex Jones, all of these people.
Everything is the end of the world. You hit it on the head. Everything is part of the big conspiracy.
Yeah.
And if you listen to this stuff day in and day out, kind of like you said, again, and you listen to the tone of it and the voice he's using, I can see now how you are terrified that President Obama is going to send in troops to take over Texas. That will terrify you. It will make you legitimately fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only that, but that all of these politicians are cult leaders, and they're deliberately brainwashing everybody. And Hillary Clinton's doing it because she has that tone of voice and that speaking style. It's sort of, I heard it compared to Eleanor Roosevelt. I'm not sure if that's actually true. But she, you know, Hillary Clinton has a very distinctive way of delivering a speech. And it's only because that's the way she talks. It's not because she's trying to cast a spell on people. That's up to the casting a spell on people. That's the juice boxes. It's the juice boxes and the fluoride doing that. Right? That's what Alex Jones wants us to believe. It's all of us. You know, if all of his conspiracy theories were accurate, we'd all be dead.
Yeah.
We'd just be constantly poisoned, dropping dead, dropping like flies.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those people who is constantly spouting, one of those preachers who's constantly spouting about the apocalypse.
Right.
And it never actually comes. And yet somehow, astonishingly, he's never discredited.
Oh, no, never. Never. They do know the angles. He likes to say, well, if only half of what I say is true, it's still scary out there.
Okay.
All right, so coming up for our Patreon supporters, that's patreon.com. Click the link at bobseska.com. It's right below the logo. Patreon, support the show. If you support us at the $5 level, you can listen to the Postmortem Show, which we're going to record just right now after we're finished here. And on the Postmortem Show, we're going to talk about Game of Thrones. And maybe the dumbest Fox and Friends clip ever. This is the Deucey in the Box eating pizza on Fox and Friends. And it is so dumb.
Wow.
All right. See you, the rest of you. See you on the show on Thursday. Bye.
Hold it tight, because it'll kick you in the face.